This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Eric Nordahl has launched an online gathering place for community groups and organizations to share ideas and resources with one another and to collaborate on campaigns and events. He told the Victoria Times Colonist newspaper that various social movements that seem very separate are actually connected in a lot of ways.
We're joined on the phone today by Eric Nordahl of socialcoast.org. Welcome to People First Radio, Eric.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, Ashta. Thanks, Kevin.
When did you begin to think and dream about this process? What was its inception, Eric?
Well, I guess it goes back about 3 years, back into like 2008. The idea was kind of brought up and took a long time to actually see it come to reality. But I guess about a year ago, we really started working on it and launched last week.
What's the response been so far? It's just a week old.
It's been really interesting. It's been very positive. We've had a lot of people going to the site, a lot of numbers, a lot of people checking it out and returning to it as well, which is really great. And people love the idea. So I think it's, you know, as a network and being on the internet, you really have to battle for people's attention, I guess, a little bit. So keeping people coming back to the site will be one of the hardest things. But so far the response has been really positive.
You write on the Social Coast website, it is apparent that there are countless groups working tirelessly for their own causes, and they have difficulties trying to work with one another. Tell us more about the needs you're trying to meet with this initiative.
Yeah, totally. And really, that's where the idea started a few years ago. What we saw is, you know, even just in Victoria or, you know, in Nanaimo or whatever, all around Canada, there's so many different groups working, and, you know, they work really hard. And I don't think that they, as often as they could, work together and share resources and things like that to kind of really achieve their goals. So really what this is a network. It's an online network to bring people together and show each other that they do have a lot of commonality in a lot of their struggles.
You've also pointed out that within Victoria, there are very limited resources for citizens who want to become more engaged in the community organizing process. Why do you think that is?
I don't think there's necessarily the tool out there quite yet for people to do that. There's obviously a lot of information out there, but there's things like Facebook and stuff like that. And if you want to find out what's going on, you have to know about it first. You know, you have to search for it, and you have to sift through everything else. So the idea of this website is that it brings together people that have these sort of ideas or have these passions about being engaged in the community and just makes it really simple for people to find it. We've got really simple search tools for people to look for organizations that are engaged in environmental actions or social justice or anti-poverty issues and things like that. So it just makes it a lot easier for people to find out what is going on. And even for myself, I've been, you know, researching this project for a while, and every day I learn about more organizations that are doing more things, which is incredible, you know, and just in Victoria alone, there's so many groups. So it's just all about bringing it onto one site and people have easy, easy access to it.
This is People First Radio on CHLY, across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca.
SocialCoast.org is an online gathering place for community groups and organizations to share ideas and resources with one another, as well as collaborate on campaigns and events. Social Coast is a network for activism and a tool for community organizing in the Victoria, British Columbia region. We're speaking with Eric Nordahl, the Social Coast founder.
Eric, I've got here open on my desktop here, socialcoast.org. It's your website that we're talking about today. And the first things I see here are opportunities, join the community, volunteer, getting started. Tell us more about how this website works.
Yeah. So really, there's quite a few different things that you can do on the website. One is, like you said, volunteer opportunities. So groups, if they have volunteer or job postings that they want to let people know about, they're able to do it there. Join the community part that you mentioned was you can go on as an individual, sign up, set up a profile, And that way you can follow certain groups and find out what they're doing. So if they, let's say, Together Against Poverty Society or the Wilderness Committee, Dogwood Initiative, any of these groups, if they have a certain campaign that you want to know about, you can easily follow them and they can let you know right away, which is pretty neat. As well, on the front page there, we have a news feed. We're working on getting together with some other media groups in Victoria and just kind of having local kind of politics, people-centered news, I guess, on the front page as well. So that's another interesting thing we're doing. Events are on there. And really the main part of the website is to focus on the different campaigns that are happening.
How does the website connect with Facebook? Is there any kind of social media connection there?
Yeah, totally. That was one of the things that when we were meeting with some of the organizations during the inception of this project, a lot of them were saying, you know, we spend a lot of time on Twitter, we spend a lot of time on Facebook, you know, I don't know if we have the time to spend it on another website as well. So one of the cool things that we did is, first of all, when you sign up, you can sign up directly through your Facebook. So you can just click on it, brings over your information, so you don't have to go through all the steps of signing up. So it's super quick. As well, if you are a member, so it doesn't matter if you're an organization or an individual, any of the pages on there, you can just click on a button that says Share This, and it will share it right to your Facebook if you want to. It will link you right to your Twitter, so you can just put it onto there, and there's like 15 other social media bookmarks that you can just click on, and it will send it to that as well.
I see posts on here from a wide range of groups, from the Raging Grannies to the Victoria Yoga Collective. Tell us some more about these different groups that are involved.
Yeah, for sure. And that was one of the things as well. That's kind of, I think, one of the unique things about this project is that we're not just focusing on a particular movement. We're kind of opening it up to any community groups that are, you know, becoming engaged and making, you know, some differences in town here. So that's what we end up getting is groups that are with huge varieties of backgrounds. You know, the Raging Granities and the Dogwood Initiative are coming from two totally different backgrounds, I guess. But really, at the end of the day, it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of things that they're going to find that they can work together on.
What are some of the connections that you've been able to make with these different groups?
And since it is pretty new, we're still, you know, working on really getting that across to people. But, for example, TAPS, Together Against Poverty Society, is working on bringing attention to the legal aid, legal aid issues that are happening in the province right now. And so they're working on contacting all these different groups, even across BC, and just saying, you know, this is this campaign that we're starting on this website. Come to it, support it, and we can use this as kind of our central meeting place for this campaign. As well, we're working on getting like the local food movement kind of brought together on one of the campaigns on the website as well. So, you know, you can have groups like all the different environmental groups. You can have people who work on farms or own farms, all sorts of different things coming together and supporting specific campaigns.
socialcoast.org. We have just a moment left in our conversation today, Eric. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I would just like to say, for whoever's listening, if you have a chance to check out the website, please do. We are still in our early ages, so please give us some feedback and check it out. Have some fun on it, and let us know what you think.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It was very much appreciated.
Cool, thank you.
Eric Nordahl is one of the founding members of Social Coast, and he's actively involved in community organizing in the Victoria region. Find Social Coast online at socialcoast.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.